to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this warm, no, hot day in August in Denver, Colorado. Yeah, it's hot, gang. Oh, we welcome you to Call to Freedom. Oh, blessings to all of you listening who reverence and trust the Lord. That's so important as believers. And we are, our message, Kimberly and my message, are for all of those who have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. Now, there are some of you that are kind of wondering if you'll ever be going to heaven or if Jesus is Savior and Lord. And all you have to do, friend, all you have to do is admit that you have been serving the kingdom of darkness, and there's only two kingdoms available, kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. So you have been in the kingdom of darkness, and you're stepping over that line into the kingdom of light, accepting Jesus as Savior, not only Savior, but Lord of your life. So you just confess your sin, and you ask for a brand new start and a new heart, and He will give it to you. That's the kind of God we serve. So congratulations. So blessings to all of you who reverence and trust the Lord. Today is a gift to you from Jesus, and there's a boundless measure of His love and grace wrapped in the sunrise. I don't know how many of you are up at sunrise. I have so many trees that I don't see the sunrise usually, but I'm usually up about that time. But I want you to know that all through that day when the sun goes across the sky, that God is watching over you. He's just watching over you all the time. Praise the Lord. I am grateful that Wisconsin voted, and these are Democrats, voted against Hong and voted for Crowsley. And he is the Democratic nomination for governor of Wisconsin. Now, he's going to be competing and being against the Republican candidate, and I pray that the Republican candidate will win in Wisconsin. I'm praying for you guys, and I know that so many of you listening, you're praying from one state to another, hoping that the people will have wisdom from God to vote the right way, not right specifically, but right truth against non-truth.
It's getting confusing, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
I'm sorry, I'm listening in, Mom, and I don't mean to interrupt you because you're on a good roll there. But you're right. It's hard to say we want you to vote right because we don't necessarily mean that, because right and left.
You
know, we just really want the Holy Spirit to have His way in our country and in our world.
That's right.
Right.
And the truth. Absolutely. The truth will prevail. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly, I'm so glad you come in on the Wednesdays and Thursdays. And next week you'll be coming to Colorado. So we're looking forward to being right here in the studio. But thank you for being here and being a part of it and giving us some fresh insight, and it is always a blessing. It's like Paul said in the New Testament, when either John Mark or one of the disciples would come to see him, and he'd say, "You are such a refreshing to me." Well, that's what you are. So thank you.
Thank you for being part of that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to just...
He gets all the credit.
Yes. Our verse for this week is 1 Peter 2:9, and I want to read from the Passion, verses 7 through 10. The Passion is so beautiful and descriptive, and it says here in 1 Peter 2:7, "But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected and discarded has now become the cornerstone." And you can read that in Psalm 118, verse 22, one of David's Psalms. "And a stone that makes them stumble and a rock to trip over. They keep stumbling over the message because they refuse to believe it. And this they were destined to do. But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. And that's what I've told them at the very beginning of this program, that you serve only either the darkness or the light. So come out of that darkness and be part of the light. And now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. And verse 10 says, "For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't received it yet. But now you are drenched." I love that word, drenched with it. So when you ask for mercy, yes. Yesterday, Kimberly, I was doing receipts, and right in the middle, my printer, which is a great little printer. It's never done this before. I was going almost through the S's, at the beginning of the S's in the alphabet of the people that had given to Call to Freedom, and all of a sudden it stopped, and it went black. And I'm going, okay, what happened? I need the mercy of God right now because I've got a lot more names that I need to put on receipts. So I went back to the computer to maybe just start from, find the number in the mailing list and start from that number. And I was going through it and scrolling, and all of a sudden it started printing again. So it must have needed a couple, 3 minutes to just take a breath.
A little nap. It needed a little nap.
It's never done that, but I just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Oh, so that would...
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I think some of us get frustrated with our own bodies when our bodies break down or just have a minute. They have a moment of not being able to remember or not being able to see. There are a couple people in our church that have prayer requests out because they had these flash moments of not being able to see. And it didn't last very long. The sight came back. But, you know, just not to be shaken.
Yes.
We don't have to be shaken when these little things happen. And it might not seem little to lose your sight for a moment, right?
It would not.
That sounds... Right. That sounds kind of big.
Well, you lost your sight for a while.
Yes, I have. Yes. Yeah. And so I'm speaking from experience. When you see yourself in God, in the light, just like we're talking about, you started this program with that, Mom. So I'll just keep going on that.
All right.
I'll stay on the train. When we see ourselves in the light, when we see ourselves in God, when we fill our minds and our spirits with his word, we're not so concerned about what happens to this temporary body.
That's right.
This temporary tent.
Yes.
We don't have to lose heart at all because God has got us every moment, even if it is just a little glitch where, like your printer needed to take a nap for a second, if it's your body that needs to take a nap for a moment, you know, or if it has a few days of being in pain. Okay, I'll just admit, the past couple of weeks, I've been in quite a bit of pain in my back.
Yeah, because you've been overloading things.
Now, we're not even going to, because I don't think I did anything out of the ordinary. I really don't think I did.
Okay, all right.
And so some of us might feel like, okay, my body just broke down on me and I wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. And yet, in those moments, is God still on the throne?
Oh, yes.
Does he still have you held tightly in his hand?
Oh, praise God.
Yes. And that's what I want to remember. In the midst of the pain or in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of a headache, in the midst of my sight being blurred out for a moment, is God still worthy of my praise? The answer is yes, a million times yes. He's worthy.
Right.
He's worthy.
Yes.
And when we have our mind set on that and our focus set on that, we're on stable ground. We're anchored. We're built on a solid rock. And last week we were talking about Jesus and his dream. You know, when Jesus came, when God came in the flesh, he was named Jesus, walked this earth. That's God in the flesh. We're talking about his son, and the son and the father are one. He told us that over and over. So we can't comprehend that in our mind, but that's who it is. God came in the flesh, the creator himself came to this earth and dwelt as a human being. And he showed us while he was walking on this earth how to have this kind of peace. That's right. And that is to live the Father's dream. Mm-hmm. The Father has a dream of having a best friend and a partner, a perfect partner for the rest of eternity. Yes. And that's you. Mm-hmm. You who are listening, it's you. You're his best friend and his perfect partner for all of eternity. And Jesus showed us how to live in this life. And that is to constantly listen for the Father's voice, mm-hmm. to always do and say only what the Father gives you. That's right. And to hopefully be gathering more sheep into the fold, more people into the light.
That's right.
So that was the dream.
Can mm-hmm. I take just a little detour? Joseph had a dream, and he had two dreams, and that his family would be bowing down before him. And in this story, I can't imagine when he was in the pit, then when he was sold, then when he was a slave, then when he wound up in the dungeon. Kimberly, he's got to have questioned, God, is this dream that I had years ago from you, or is it just my imagination? And he yeah. must have kept that dream in his heart. No matter what torture he went through or what desolation he went through, he kept that dream in his heart. Just like yeah. God with Jesus. And when Jesus was on the cross with God, Father, I know that you're going to take care of me in this pain and agony as I'm hanging on this cross. Yep, I know that. Yes. Oh, this is so good. Mm.
Yeah. Well, and let's remember, in the human form, there might have been a moment of forgetting. You know, Joseph might have forgotten that dream and been in despair and discouraged.
Yes.
Because in human form, even Jesus on the cross cried out, my God, why have you forsaken
yes.
me?
Yes, yes.
We can get to the point of being in so much pain and so much darkness that we cry out in this state that we're in. But we want to remember the dream, the higher dream. There's mm-hmm. a bigger dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Jesus is still dreaming. You know, he's got this dream of being with us constantly. He's made the way for that to happen. And now we get to make choices on whether or not we're just going to let him, whether we're going to let him be with us mm-hmm. in every moment of our day, in every thought that we have. You know, doesn't a bride long to be with her bridegroom?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the bridegroom longs to be with his bride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fiancés, they can't wait for that wedding day. I mean, usually that's how it goes. I hope that's how it went for you. but we want to remember, and Jesus said in John 14, verse 3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you will be also.
Yes.
Ah, I love that. What a dream. And I want to share that dream with him. And he's longing to be with you. He loves to be with you. Mm-hmm. And he is longing for us to want the same thing, to want to be with him. When will he ever get to have that dream? We're so busy in this world, in this life. We have these schedules that we keep, and cars to maintain, and houses to clean, and gardens to water, especially when it's this hot outside, you know, and everything needs some water. There's so much on our agendas. When does Jesus get to have his dream?
When?
Mm. Mm. And we really can be walking with him every step of our day and thinking of him and letting him into our thoughts and letting his kingdom come in this little piece of earth that we walk around in.
Mm-hmm.
His kingdom come, his will be done in earth
yes.
as it is in heaven.
That's right.
That's our goal. That's what we're here for. That's what he made us for. And not only is Jesus preparing a place for us in the heavenlies, he's constantly at work in our heart, preparing us to be a sanctuary for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about Jesus living in our heart, and we even sing songs about him being in our heart to stay. And our heart sometimes needs a little remodeling.
That's
so we have to trust him to do that remodeling. And sometimes the remodeling comes by not being able to move for a couple of weeks the way we used to move because our back mm-hmm. is having spasms and some pain. And I'm talking about myself right now. But there's other people in our church that are having some vision issues, other people with some infections, other people that it's not even a physical thing in their bodies. It's their home that's experiencing this water that's rushing underneath their home and removing some of the foundation. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to make everything else stand still and just think through, how are we going to handle this, Jesus, and bring it to him?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
There's no other way to be still and know that he is God. But sometimes our body, you know, it'll shut down on us, and all of a sudden, we're still, and we can know he is God.
And some
that's
of
what
you,
we want to know.
That's right. Some of you listening may think that when my body is breaking down, or I've done something, I made the wrong decision, and I made a mistake, that you feel inferior, or you feel not worthy of God. No. That is the enemy. Because once you have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, my friend, he has you holding, you are held in his hand, no matter what mm-hmm. happens. So when things begin to, as you're going to be talking about, Kimberly, our little tent begins to wear out, we know that God is holding us. And he loves us so much. You're right, Kimberly. He loves us so much. I mean, what does that mean when Jesus said, if I go and prepare a place for you, that's us, I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, there you will be also. He doesn't care about the condition of our situation or our home or what we're, a body losing some of its energy. Uh-uh. He isn't concerned about that, just that we are his. And he is mine.
Thank you.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because so often, well, the human condition, when something goes wrong mm-hmm. and we think it's wrong, we start thinking, what did I do wrong?
That's right. That's right.
What
yes.
did I do to deserve this, right? What mm-hmm. did I eat something wrong? Did I move wrong? Did I do something or go somewhere that I wasn't supposed to go? Mm-hmm. You start thinking that way. But what if we start thinking of it God's way, and we realize, as Ephesians 2 tells us, that we are seated with Christ
mm-hmm.
right
Thank
now,
you, Lord.
In this moment.
Yes. Yes.
We are seated with him in heavenly places. And then just say, oh, I've been really busy, haven't I? Let me just lay here and let me think about you. Mm-hmm. Let me give you some of your dream by just being still. And knowing that you are God.
That's right.
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, because that's where I was headed. 2 Corinthians 4, starting in verse 16. And we're just going to move right into chapter 5 also. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer person is decaying, yet our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Oh, these verses need to stay with us when we are experiencing some of those little breakdowns.
Yes.
We need to keep these verses with us. They're momentary. They're light. Our outer person may be decaying, but the inner person is being rejuvenated and restored and renewed and revived mm-hmm. by the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of us.
Mm, praise the Lord.
We can have joy. It's the joy of the Lord that is our strength.
That's right.
Verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 4, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Yes.
The not seen things and the seen things are going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about time, and it's hard. It's hard to talk about time because we are on a timeline right now, even recording this radio program. We're on a timeline. But the eternal things are going on at the same time. The eternal things are right now. They're right now. They're in the present moment for us. And that's what we want to understand, that God has prepared something for us right now. Yes. There's a way out of the stress, the anxiety, the fear, the doubt, the anger, the envy, the lust, the lying, anything that you might find yourself in the middle of. There's a way out right now, mm-hmm. in this present moment, because of what God has provided in the eternal realm. And connecting with Him in this moment and saying, I just want you, God. Yes. I just want you to have your dream in me. That is the pathway to get you to that place, that eternal space. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for we know that if our earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, that eternal one, a house not made by hands, eternal in the heavens.
Yes.
For indeed, in this tent, we groan. You know what? I'm actually feeling that right now. Not for myself. I'm feeling that for someone else. Someone else is groaning right now, longing to be out of this earthly tent and in their eternal tent. Yes. And the Lord would say to you, come, I'm right here. Yes. I've got it for you. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Amen. Oh, I saw yesterday where a lady who, there had been a tornado and then a storm, and she was right in the middle of it. I think it was south of Chicago. And her whole house had exploded from a lightning strike. I mean, it was down past the foundation. And she was just in tears. She says, what more do I have to go through? She said, it's been awful. And people out in the East Kimberly, they are going through tornadoes. They're going through earthquakes. They're going through fires. They're going through all of these.
Floods. Some
yes,
are going through
yes.
drought.
I know that some parts of Oklahoma have been flooded. And so some people have gone through so much. And yet again, God, I think God is preparing. In fact, I was telling you the other day, I don't know if we're maybe in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, because it seems like the whole earth is groaning. Like you were saying, groaning. I believe the whole earth is groaning to see the sons and daughters of God who are going to be bold and courageous in these last days. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you just brought up Romans 8. We could go to all kinds of places here, Mom, and we're just not going to have enough time for all of it. But Romans 8, that all of creation is groaning. All of creation is longing for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. Yes. Let me just make this clear, because we're talking about this tent that we live in, and we groan. And we groan in our communities as we see drought and floods and lightning strikes and fires and all this devastation that happens all around us. We feel that the depth of groaning happening, and yet the revealing of the sons and daughters of God is what we're talking about today. When we just let ourselves be still and say, God, I want you to have your dream.
Yes.
My dream just got wiped out by a flood or a fire or something else.
Yes.
But my dream is not what counts. Your dream is what counts. And I want to learn to wait on you, to be still in your presence, so that you can have your dream come true, so that you can have your sanctuary within my heart and my mind, so that I'm not so full of doubt and fear and even irritation and frustration and anger at what I've lost. Because there's nothing that we can lose that He won't flip it and turn it into a great gain.
That's right. Amen. Wow. That's so beautiful, Kimberly. I remember when we lost our home in a fire and lost everything. We didn't have insurance, you know. In those days, you were supposed to have insurance, but your dad hadn't thought about insurance, God bless him. And we went through some horrific years, and you were just a baby, and then Dana was born during this time. And I see now, looking back, all of the miraculous things that went on that God provided for us. A time when we didn't have a home and we were renting and then had to move back to Colorado. We were in Idaho at this time. And Kimberly, God provided every step of the way. And
yes,
now,
he did.
And now I have a beautiful home that God has provided for me until Jesus calls us home. I mean, he will never skip a beat. Never on our behalf. He's always there with us. Well, I really am looking forward to tomorrow because I know you got more to talk about from 2 Corinthians. Oh, 2 Corinthians 5. There should not have been a chapter change from 4 to 5. Do you agree?
Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree because it's all the same subject, right?
So we're going to go on with that. Remember, if you'd like to listen to past programs, you can go to freedomstreet.org, click that resource title, and there are the radio shows. Listen to shows by Kimberly and me, or just me solo, or whatever you want. The encore shows on Friday are Darren and me. So just remember.
That's right, Darren Carmack.
That's right, Darren Carmack. And Darren's sessions is one of the most looked at sessions on the website. So go there and just skim through it and see what's going on. God bless you and keep you. And in all that you do today and tomorrow and the next day, take that joy that Jesus is providing for you and live in that joy, that light from Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in